The following programming is sponsored by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Women have a history of rising above. When they blocked our right to vote, we marched. When they paid us less, we secured equal pay. When they devalued us, we built a movement. Now they tell us we need abortion to succeed, that abortion is part of our empowerment. But there's no victory in ending the lives of our own children. There's no empowerment. There's only harm and loss. Abortion hurts. It leaves us with a giant hole in who we are. When someone tells us we are not up for the challenge of being a mother, let's remind them who we are, what we have overcome, how we have risen above. We don't need abortion to succeed.
And welcome to Positively Pro-Life Podcast. Positively Pro-Life is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation and aims to bring you inspirational stories and conversation, important legislative updates, and informative interviews as we seek to restore and strengthen a culture of life. I'm your host, Remel Tenney, Education Director at the Federation, and a warm welcome to my co-host, Executive Director Maria Gallagher.
Thank you so much, Remel. It's great to be with you today.
It's great to be with you as well. Our office is a little quiet today, but I'm so glad that we get to have this conversation live for our listeners today, because the conversation today is going to be between Maria and me, and we're going to talk about all things pro-life, filling you in on the very latest, including the presidential election, upcoming pro-life events in different parts of Pennsylvania, and some of the Federation's educational outreach programs. Maria will start us off with her update for the week about the record on life of the Democratic Party's strongest candidate for presidency, Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much, Remel. On Sunday, President Joe Biden made history when he dropped out of the race via a post on X, also known as Twitter, just 107 days before the 2024 election. And I want to note that the article is taken from Catholic Vote. In a follow-up post 30 minutes later, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. Harris surpasses even Biden in one key metric. She is, without question, one of the most aggressively anti-Catholic career politicians in American history. Her record speaks for itself. When President Donald Trump nominated Catholic jurist Brian Boucher to the federal bench in 2018, Kamala Harris submitted a series of written questions to the judge, directly confronting core tenets of his Catholic faith. One question read, "Since 1993, you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus, an all-male society comprised primarily of Catholic men. In 2016, Carl Anderson, leader of the Knights of Columbus, described abortion as a legal regime that has resulted in more than 40 million deaths. Mr. Anderson went on to say that abortion is the killing of the innocent on a massive scale. Were you aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose when you joined the organization?" She also asked whether Boucher had been aware that the Knights opposed different issues and whether he would promise to leave the Knights of Columbus should he be appointed to the district court. This is very alarming, and it shows that Harris has a perfect score from Planned Parenthood, has aggressively worked hand-in-hand with the abortion mega mogul from its earliest days, and in 2015, as California's Attorney General, Harris sponsored the FACT Act. The law required pregnancy care centers to post advertisements for free or low-cost abortion facilities in or waiting rooms. The legislation, which the Supreme Court struck down after 3 years of lawfare, explicitly pointed to the proliferation of pro-life pregnancy resource centers in the state as a problem. the existence of pro-life alternatives conflicted with California's proud legacy of reproductive freedom, the text of the law claimed. Now, this is very disturbing to pro-life activists who know that pregnancy resource centers are the lifeblood of the pro-life movement and provide many resources and support to pregnant women in difficult circumstances. Rimmel.
And this time, and that was very well said, I do want to note that there is a news article that came out recently that talked about pregnancy resource centers have a 97% satisfaction rate.
Yes.
Now, there are very few organizations in the world that have that high a percentage of satisfaction from their clients. And so pregnancy resource centers clearly must be doing something right to get that. I mean, even if you don't understand why it exists, the very fact that the clients who go there and give that rating for the services that they have received should tell us something about the work that they're doing and that it is commendable work. So we are definitely seeing someone who is not supportive of the work that pro-life movements do, not even for the pregnant woman in need. So I do want to pick your brain a little bit on this, Maria. What are your thoughts on this ever-changing presidential election scene? Some say it's very exciting because there's a lot of trauma involved. But then there are also several, so many of us who are waiting and watching to see what would happen. So what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I want to express my sincere sorrow for the violence that erupted in the presidential campaign with the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. We saw where one father lost his life as a result of that. We saw where other individuals were gravely injured as a result of that would-be assassin's bullet. And we at the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation extend our prayers to all those affected by that terrible violence, that senseless violence. We also see where there was a dramatic shakeup in the campaign because of the exit of President Joe Biden and the emergence of Vice President Kamala Harris as the apparent Democratic nominee. Now, that's not official yet. It will become official at the Democratic convention. And so we're waiting and watching to see if there are any further developments at the top of the ticket as far as the Democrats are concerned. But one thing we do know is we know the record of former President Donald Trump on the life issues. We know that he appointed Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. And these appointments are consistent with the belief that federal courts should enforce the rights truly based on the text and history of the Constitution and otherwise leave policy questions in the hands of elected legislators. President Trump also restored the Mexico City policy, which prevents tax funds from being given to organizations that perform abortions or lobby to change the abortion laws of host countries. He later expanded the policy as the Protecting Life in Global Health Policy to prevent $9 billion in foreign aid from being used to fund the global abortion industry. In 2017, President Trump issued a statement affirming his strong support for the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, saying he would sign the bill. The bill would permanently prohibit any federal program from funding elective abortion. In 2018, President Trump's Health and Human Services Department issued regulations to ensure Title X funding did not go to facilities that perform or refer for abortions. In 2017, President Trump signed a resolution into law that overturned an 11th-hour regulation by the Obama administration that prohibited states from defunding certain abortion facilities in their federally funded family planning programs. And it's just very clear that former President Donald Trump is opposed to taxpayer funding of abortion. which, according to national public opinion polls, the vast majority of Americans also oppose that taxpayer funding of abortion. So it's important to keep that in mind. Unfortunately, Vice President Kamala Harris supports no limits on abortion. That would mean abortion up to the moment of birth. We're talking 7th, 8th, 9th month of pregnancy. She also indicates that she would support taxpayer funding of abortion, where our hard-earned tax dollars would be used for the taking of innocent human life. So it's important that people know the differences between the candidates on the life issues.
Now, in that regard, one of the things that that I'm seeing are there are people who may be discouraged that both parties are not pro-life enough. There are some who might be a little bit like, well, former President Donald Trump does not represent my pro-life values exactly as I have it. And so they might feel like, I don't know if I want to vote for this person or should I not vote at all? So what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that obviously we work to ensure that human life is protected under the law and that pregnant women get the help and resources they need in order to bring their children into the world. So we are both and. We are for both the mother and the child. And I think that we need to make sure that our voices are heard in state legislatures, in Congress, at the White House, as far as the life issues are concerned. We can't expect to vote a certain way and then the public official will vote in our favor all the time unless we engage, unless we monitor their stands, unless we remain committed as citizens in this great land of ours. So we need to be fully prepared to continue the campaign for life at every level of government, not just the federal level, but also the state level. And actually, it becomes increasingly important after the overturn of Roe versus Wade with the Dobbs decision in 2022 that we remain steadfast in trying to safeguard the rights of pregnant women and their children at the state level.
That is very well said, Maria. And I do want to remind our listeners that the records on life for the presidential nominees are up on our website. You can go into our website on www.paprolife.org/legislation to find resources that you would need.
Thank you so much, Rimmel. And by the way, you just came back from the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. What role did the pro-life issue play in that conference?
Well, Maria, I have to say that was one of the most joy-filled and life-filled experiences of my life. It was almost like going to a pro-life conference for me because people just celebrated each other and loved on each other. And with regard to the program, I do have to say that the pro-life movement was represented very well. There was a voice there. There were several speakers on the days that I attended, which were the first 3 days. There were several speakers that came up and spoke about their work for the pro-life movement. And some of these names you would recognize, the Sisters of Life. We had 3 different sisters come up on stage 2 different times. And then we had Lila Rose from Live Action, the founder of Live Action, also speak about her experiences. It was very, it was just very inspiring to hear their journey and how they draw strength from their faith and how they draw strength from, especially this was a Eucharistic Congress, but so they talked about how they draw strength from the Eucharist, but also just their experiences. And I thought that was a very, I took away a lot. We had Lila Rose talk about how she She chose St. Joan of Arc as the patron saint. And for those of you who do not know, St. Joan of Arc was a warrior saint, a woman who was a warrior who fought for country and for God and country. And she was a martyr as well. And Lila Rose talked about taking on St. Joan's name because she felt like she was being called. She knew that she was being called to fight against the greatest human rights violation of our time. So her work shows that, and she talked about her journey through that. And then we had the Sisters of Life, who were, you would not miss the Sisters of Life in a crowd. They just exuded the life that they are trying to bring into the world. And one of the best things I think that I noticed was when the MC talked about the Sisters of Life, when she introduced them, one of the things that she said is they live a vocation of motherly love. And that really struck me because they themselves do not have children of their own, like physically, because of their vow of virginity and chastity. But they mother so many children, and they help bring so many children into life physically and spiritually. And I thought that was such a beautiful tribute to the life that they live, and what they have to offer to this world. So those were two. I mean, so the pro-life movement was very well represented, and I was just amazed to be part of it.
It's important to recognize the fact that the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation is made up of people of various faiths or no faith at all, who share our conviction that pregnant women and their children need to be protected from the harm of abortion, that we need to protect people with disabilities and the frail elderly from harm, from assisted suicide and from euthanasia. And that being said, the Catholic faith is a faith that stands by the right to life. And it always has, and it always will.
Yes, very well said. That is true. And I think there are, it just goes to show that this is something that is common to everyone, whether you have faith or not. The right to life and this call to life is something that is just, it's just written in our hearts. And so we celebrate that. We celebrate that with every single person who was part of the pro-life movement. There are some who are called to live their entire lives doing this in a particular way. And there are some who are called to work for the pro-life movement in their state of life and through their faith and doing their bit to make sure that life is protected and valued. So let me ask you this. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Can you give us an update on what's happening with the Unthinkable movie in Pennsylvania, Maria?
Certainly. First of all, for those who might not be aware, Unthinkable is a documentary that was produced by Dr. Abby Johnson, whose life story was the basis of the movie Unplanned. The film Unthinkable is a gripping documentary where Abby interviews former abortion center employees to find out exactly what went on in their abortion facilities. It's raw, it's real, it will change hearts and minds. We're very excited about this film, and we're just overjoyed to be bringing it to Pennsylvania. And so watch our social media and watch our website and watch our email newsletter, PA Life Links, where we'll be telling you more about where you can see the movie, when it will be playing. And we really encourage everyone listening to see the movie, to invite your friends and family members to see it as well, because we need to support filmmakers who try to shed light on the difficult issue of abortion and try to show the truth behind the myths.
That's true. And like Maria said, it's a very gripping From the teasers that we've seen, it's very gripping, but I think it's important to understand that this is something that is happening every day in this country. The accounts that you hear over there on there are things that are taking place in real life to real people and to real babies, which is something that I think a lot of us tried. I mean, it's very hard to face the reality. And you can see that on social media, people are very resistant to that. And yet it's important that we have that knowledge if we want to change, the state of abortion in America. So like Maria said, watch out for our social media and come watch this movie with us if you can.
Remmel, you have embarked on an educational campaign using video technology to change hearts and minds on abortion. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So the videos that we have been provided by the Pro-Life Partners Foundation. And if you have been following us, you would know that we had one, Michael Kenny from Pro-Life Partners Foundation, who talked to us about these videos before. Now, what we are doing is we are spreading this. One of the concerns that several pro-lifers have brought to us is the existence of or the campaign that pro-abortion groups have been televising through their ads, through their TV ads specifically. And there's no way for us, a small nonprofit, to combat that on such a large scale. But what we do have are these amazing educational videos that talk about the beauty of not just life, but also the strength of human beings as mothers, as fathers, as a woman, and as a man. And these messages have really called to the depth of our hearts. And we have six of these videos have been released. They can be found on our website. If you go under the education part of our website, you will see links to these videos. They're on our YouTube channels. They're on our social media. And all of these speak to the depth of a person's ability to be mothers and fathers. And one thing that I do want to say is this is a message that all of us can relate to. I mean, I think sometimes we are wounded by our experiences. There might be people who find it very uncomfortable when we talk about motherhood and fatherhood and celebrating that, because there might be a loss of life that they have experienced in their lives too. And yet there is something about the beauty when we witness that in other people. There is a beauty that we're just drawn towards. And so these videos speak of that message, bring that message back to people. And it also brings these messages in a powerful, in a positive, in a beautiful way that we can all agree on, and we can say, yes, I want to be like that, and I want you to be like that. And so we would ask that go watch these videos on our website, and we ask that you will spread these, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it in whatever social sphere of influence that you have. Spread these messages, let all of Pennsylvania see them, and know that it's possible to affect change and make our state more pro-life than ever. Now let's talk a little bit about our pro-life events that are happening in Pennsylvania this year. Maria, do you want to take the lead on this?
Sure. We've got about 4 minutes left, and I'd like to start out by talking about our Celebrate Life Banquet, which takes place October 12th at the Hershey Lodge. We will be featuring a keynote address by Pete Hegseth, who is a phenomenal cable news host, author, military veteran. You won't want to miss his dynamic presentation. And then we'll also be honoring our former executive director, Michael Chico Chopo, with the 2024 Pennsylvania Pro-Life Lifetime Achievement Award. And you won't want to miss that fantastic moment when Michael receives that coveted award. It's going to be very moving and very inspiring. So we still have tables and seats available. So if you're interested, go to our website at paprolife.org. You can register there simply online, or you can call us at 717-541-0034. That's 717-541-0034. And we'd be happy to sign you up. Now, Rimmel, I understand that we have some chapter events that are also taking place.
Yes, there are several chapter events that are taking place, and you don't have to wait all the way to October to attend these, because these are in the next couple of weeks and months. The first one, I mean, if you're in these areas, go on, whether you've been pro-life all your life, whether you're just finding out about this, or whether you are not truly pro-life, but you just want to know what this is about, I would encourage you to either go to these events, meet the people over there, talk to them, and I'm sure your life will be richer for it. So the very first one that I do want to talk about is we have a pro-life rummage sale at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Bucks County. Now, all the proceeds from this go to the work of the pro-life movement in the local area. So this starts at towards the end of this month, July 31st to August 3rd. And if you are in Perry County, there is a Perry County Fair that is coming up where some of our local pro-lifers are putting up a pro-life table. So you will find educational material. You will find you can have amazing conversations with them. Just find out what they do in their local areas and find out how you can be involved at the Perry County Fair. Now, we also have an evening with Matt Marr, which is by the United Hearts Life Mission in Bethlehem, Easton area. So United Hearts Life Mission is a pro-life OBGYN that care for women in the Lehigh Valley, and all proceeds from this go to their life-affirming work. So if you're in that area, here's your chance to go and spend an evening at a concert with Matt Marr on September 15th. For more events, you can check out our website, www.paprolife.org/events, and you will find all of these listed. We also have a couple of town hall talks. We have Marie and I will be speaking at in Bethlehem, in Nicktown. So go on there and check it out and come meet us wherever we are.
Thank you so much, Rimmel. It's been a pleasure being with you today. And remember, there's always a reason to choose life.